Welcome to today's inspiration on new ways to work and get your art out into the marketplace as fast and as efficient as we can. And looking at people that have created their own work is one way of getting inspiration and also following their path to see what would work equally well for you. So some of the podcasts that I've recently shared have been about the Edinburgh Fringe. It's got its 70th anniversary coming up and it opens in just about a week. Whilst all roads lead to Edinburgh then, wonder what comes back out of it. And there's some great tours that have resulted from the Edinburgh Fringe, from shows getting Fringe firsts. One of these that I noticed was Hervé, and this was a performance I saw. It's music, dance and stories. And this, after I'd spoke to the director at the end and said, will I see it in Edinburgh, and reliably performed that it has been performed at the Edinburgh Fringe in 2012, where it got a Fringe First Award. Now this is a really great example of just how big trees can grow from tiny acorns of success. And so this show, a one-man show, humorous and provocative, is based on an unusual life story that I'll share. It reads, I am a French African, having been born in Mali, northwest Africa, of Malian parents. I was adopted at birth by an unconventional white Belgian couple who travelled the world. The show tells my extraordinary story. It covers themes such as identity, place and loss. It reflects on how I am the man I am today. And certainly having seen it, that was one of the themes that I took away from. It was, who am I today? What brought me here? And I felt very grateful for even, yes, the loss and the past story that personally I have that got me to where I am as an artist and a creative person today. So with this podcast, I do invite you to reflect a little on how your backstory has brought you to where you are. And tapping into that in a comfortable place, maybe on a walk or listening to some great music or even having a massage in a relaxing time, tapping back into that backstory and how it brought you to where you are. I wonder what art that will provoke for you, what you will create. Could be a one-person show that you take to Edinburgh, win an Edinburgh First and tour, who knows. Could be a piece of visual art, could be a poem, could be a photograph, could be just a thought, could be a song. So I just feel that this show in particular is a great example of how the feelings of the past can manifest in a show very much of the present. And ironically, the show also gave a lot of forethought to the future for me and for, I think, the audience in general, that it was very well researched. The piece was written by Michael Birch and the performer Hervé Goffings, who also stars in it. And the show was directed by Michael Birch. A little bit of the background of the creatives involved. Hervé is a charismatic and versatile French actor, singer and dancer living and working in London. He trained at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester and then went on to graduate with an MA in musical theatre at the Royal Conservatoire in Glasgow. So the highlights of his roles include Horse in the Full Monty, Poncho in Carmen Jones, Yeti in Yeti, an abominable musical at the Edinburgh Fringe, and also Nat and Orville in Elegies for Angels at the Edinburgh Fringe. So interesting how the performer's past experience had involved being in the world of Edinburgh Fringe and connecting with audiences there. So that's another insight that how perhaps the audiences that you've connected with in the past, maybe not through art, but in other ways, could be audiences of the future, and to create work that will tap into them and to know their dynamic. So looking at the director, Michael Birch worked as an actor, director, musical director at the Lyric Hammersmith, Manchester Contact Theatre and Battersea Arts Centre. And also, again, at the Edinburgh Fringe. And he's devised several major site-specific projects with hundreds of community actors and worked extensively with singers, dancers, circus artists on acting and performance skills. And his drama teaching has taken him to China and the USA. And it's interesting, he's also done another adaptation, the David Nobbs trilogy about the life of Henry Pratt. And part one, second from last in the Sack Race, published by French, is regularly performed. So it's interesting how the synergy between these two artists, how they've come up with this very alive and challenging and dynamic piece of theatre, which lasted about an hour. They seem to have very different skills, and again, that's an insight for me, that when I look to collaborate, arguably the best plan is to pick the opposite, to go for a polar opposite, someone who can bring something completely different to the party, look at things in a fresh way, possibly challenge what I hold as being right and want to move forward with. And one of the reviews for this work says, the personal stories are naturally emotional, performed with a gentle beauty. His physical confidence can't hide a vulnerability that is quite stunning. So if you did want to find out a little bit more about it, then the website is Herve Goffings, that's HerveGoffings.com. And he's also on Facebook if you look for Herve, H-E-R-V-E. So why I picked this up is the journey that the show has been on, and also the fact that it was very eclectic in how they put the work together. There was a lot of different types of media in the show to put across the journey of this man, the central character, and the truth was very much evident that this was his life. So looking into what's true for you can then again be perhaps a great piece of valuable entertainment and challenging documentary to watch for other people. So whatever you're up to, whatever shows you're having a look at or art galleries that you're visiting, I would love to hear about that. And if there's anything that you've seen that you'd like me to cover, then do please leave me a comment. In any event, click like if you've enjoyed. Do feel free to subscribe so that we can catch up again soon. And wishing you a great weekend.